Good morning. It's Elizabeth Kay from 99.1 The Mix, and thanks for listening to today's public affairs broadcast. This is an opportunity for you to learn about organizations that are doing good in the community and how you can get involved. Today's interview is also airing on our sister stations, 103.7 KISS FM and 105.7 FM The Fan. And during this difficult time, it's important for us to come together and help each other, especially our youth, who a lot of times are in situations beyond their control. So many organizations are putting projects on hold and making some major adjustments to get through this pandemic, but also still trying to continue their mission, and that's possible with help from the community. And one of those organizations is City Year Milwaukee. My guest today is Marylise Hood, the Executive Director of City Year Milwaukee. Thank you for joining me today, Marylise.
Thanks for having me, Elizabeth. It's great to be here.
I first learned about your organization when I was at your Brewers fundraising event last year. And one thing I learned right away is that you have a lot of passionate members. But in case someone doesn't know, can you tell us about City Year Milwaukee?
Yeah, that was a great day, by the way. Probably the last Brewers game I went to. So
I know we're missing those Brewers games, aren't we? We're missing them.
We'll be back. We'll be back. I love City Year so much, and one of the things that I really enjoy about our organization is that we get to engage 18 to 25-year-old young people, and we deploy diverse teams of City Year AmeriCorps members to serve in schools full-time. We call them student success coaches, so they're not teachers, but they are full-time tutors, mentors, and role models in our schools. They're often the very first people in our buildings, and they support the entire day all the way through after-school support for young people. Some of the things they do is they help students cultivate social, emotional, and academic skills, which what we're learning is really important. It really goes together, right? Your social, emotional development and the skills that you and I use every single day to communicate, to build relationships, to just get our work done. Those things really do tie into our success in academics, and research is showing that more and more every day. At City Year, we've been doing that for the past decade. And so we're so happy that we get to support in our schools and our communities that way. And we're seeing our core members make a difference in the lives of students, not only helping them acquire valuable skills, but also preparing them to be the next generation of civically engaged leaders.
Yeah, and they are our future. But you know, you talk about being in the schools. Clearly, right now, because of this coronavirus pandemic, the schools are not open. So how has the coronavirus pandemic affected City Year and these efforts?
Just unprecedented. Even thinking about it is kind of difficult to really take in the magnitude of what's happening right now. So this disruption in the schooling of our children means that almost 125,000 U.S. public and private schools are closed right now. This is affecting 55 million students all across our country. Yeah, and just to take that in, right? 55 million students have been impacted by this disruption in their schooling. And for City Year, one of our top priorities right away has been to care for our AmeriCorps members. As you remember, I said our AmeriCorps members are 18 to 25 years old. They're young people as well. And so some of the things that are happening right now, it's the first time that they've experienced something of this magnitude in their lifetime.
That's very true.
Yeah.
When you talk about their age. I honestly didn't even think about it in that way, that just like a lot of us, we are not used to this. We've never experienced this before.
Yeah. And so, you know, we have core members that were born in 2002, right?
It's, oh my God.
Is that unbelievable? The 1900s, as they say.
Yeah.
Things that happened in the 1900s, they don't even have a reference for. And so they have been really our top priority right now. As schools have been closed, we've really thought about how we can ensure that even though they're not able to serve in schools during closures, that they continue to receive their stipend, their health benefits. They also receive childcare benefits and education loan deferrals while they're with us. And so we've been able to ensure that every single person is still getting paid during this time, which makes us feel really good.
Yeah.
We're also offering increased supports for our core members. They are getting a lot of flexibility right now. So not expected to be on a computer for 10 hours a day like they were in schools, which is important for us. We want to make sure that they're staying healthy and that their mental health is also doing well during this time. But we've been giving them virtual options for learning and development, along with ways to just continue building community. Young people are extremely social by nature, and imagine working with a team of people every single day, and then all of a sudden you don't get to see them again for an undetermined amount of time.
Right.
So it's really important for us to, you know, teach them how to use tools like Zoom and Microsoft Teams, and even like group messaging apps to stay in touch with their school teams.
Well, and these are a lot of tools that I feel like now are going to continue even when life picks back up again, because it's been really great to stay connected in so many different ways, whether it be loved ones or for work. I mean, we've been using Zoom all the time now for our family, and I never even heard of it before this pandemic. So that's great that you're teaching them these skills that they can take and use later in life and on the job, because these are, I mean, 18 to 25 year olds, like you said. I mean, a lot of them maybe don't even know yet what their vocation is going to be, I would imagine.
Yeah. And I do feel like this is going to change our country in terms of the world of virtual work and how we approach work in general. And so I think it's awesome to have them on the front lines of learning these tools.
Now, how are they able to work with students? Are you doing all of that through some of these virtual learning, like Zoom and things like that? Because they can't be in the classroom. Help me understand that a little bit.
Yeah, they can't be in the classroom right now. And so that's something that's been really difficult for us. In Milwaukee Public Schools serves over 60,000 students. And so, as you can imagine, the very first thing, and specifically in the schools that we serve, a lot of our students qualify for free and reduced lunch. And so that means that they have different economic situations, right? It runs the gamut on the economic situations of their homes. But one thing that MPS started to do right away is to provide meals for our students, understanding that there is a large amount of students that depend on school for their daily meals. And so that's the first thing that MPS started to do. Now, the Milwaukee Public Schools are really moving into a place of virtual support for their students. They didn't have that in place just yet. Only because one of the things that this whole situation has really demonstrated for us is that there is a digital divide in our schools. So not all of our students have the same access to internet and to computers in their home that some of us might have the privilege of having. And so it was really important to get a survey out and see where our communities are, what is the need. And I know MPS is handing out Chromebooks to students early next week. They can pick up their Chromebook, and they're also going to be able to have internet access so that teachers can start supporting them. So for the past month, since March 13th, the last day that we had school in person, our core members have really just been focused on keeping their community, keeping their health strong, making sure that they're doing okay so that we can stay ready to support students. But we're not quite there yet. I know we're excited to be.
It's going to be unprecedented when the time comes. I applaud all of you at City Year Milwaukee working with your core members and making sure that they are ready to take on the challenge, and that you brought up taking care of their mental health. We've been talking about that on our show, and we've been talking about that on our radio.com app. We have a whole section called I'm Listening that talks specifically about mental health, because this is a mourning process. A lot of us are going through this right now to have this huge sense of loss and change and our lives disrupted, because when your team is going to get back to work, so to speak, when the students are ready. You talked earlier about the challenges that some of these students are facing. These kids are feeling this too. So I applaud you and everything you're doing to get your team ready for this when we go back to normal, because it's not anything like we said we've been through before. So we don't really know what to expect here. But if you're just joining us this morning on Public Affairs, I'm talking with Marilise Hood, the executive director of City Year Milwaukee, and talking about how her team is working to help students, even though school for some areas, Milwaukee Public School specifically, isn't happening yet, but it will be, how her team is going to be equipped to handle that challenge. Can you give us some examples, Marilise, of how children have benefited from City Year?
Yeah. You know, children that get to have a City Year core member as their mentor and their full-time tutor really do benefit in so many ways. I love hearing it directly from students. I get to visit schools pretty often, and one of the things that I ask students is, how do you know your core member is making a difference? And they say, well, I'm just better prepared to do things on my own because they've helped me learn things. And those kinds of responses are always so awesome. Our core members are really about teaching our students strategies and techniques to improve on social emotional development and then also their academic skills. One thing that I love, though, is that research actually shows how much we are helping students. So the Policy Study Associates did a research study a couple years ago that shows that schools that partner with City Year are 2 to 3 times more likely to improve in English and math assessments. And that is great news for us because we know that those relationships that core members are building are not just feel good, they're actually really necessary for our students.
Necessary life skills.
Yeah. I used to be assistant principal at a local high school, Bayview High School, and I was there prior to having a City Year team, and I was there after having a City Year team. And I just remember the feeling of so many teachers wanting to build one-on-one relationships with their students, but just not having the capacity. You know, if you're a math teacher and you have 120 students, building a personal relationship and finding out where each one of them is and how to support each one of them is just an insurmountable task. Mm-hmm. But once we were able to pair each content area teacher with an AmeriCorps member, then it was like, you know, two people could build those relationships with those classrooms. And I saw the way that it supported our teachers as well as our students, which was really fantastic for me.
Well, and that's a win-win for everybody, for the school, for the community. I mean, when you have that kind of partnership, that's powerful stuff. And think about too, when I'm thinking about when I was in high school and those years of challenges and changes and so much was going on in high school and just home life and all those kinds of things you're trying to figure out. It was nice to have those special people in your life. Maybe it was a coach. Maybe it was someone that, you know, I worked with at my part-time job. I loved my teachers and my parents were very supportive, but just someone else that kind of got it, that could offer me different insight.
Yeah. And that, you know, that need for human connection is the thing that we are going to see. I think after this, we are going to really value and prioritize that need for human connection, that person that's there for you, especially as we face the reality of the widespread trauma and relationship disruption and the learning loss that's happened over this past month even.
I'm glad you brought that up, Marilise. We were talking with my son at dinner the other night, and we're doing check-ins with everybody to see where everyone's at. And we asked him, his name's Brayson. We said, Brayson, what are you missing? What do you feel like you kind of miss about not being in school? And he did mention that it was the friends who he doesn't have phone numbers for, because he's texting and snapping a lot of his good friends. But he just said, he's like, there's a couple kids in my classes that I just really liked seeing every day that it wasn't really close enough with that I would exchange numbers with. He's like, I just kind of miss seeing them. And I thought about how that one-on-one interaction, we miss that if you don't have that, if you're staying at home. So of course we went online and tried to find these kids' emails so that he could connect with some of these kids, because we thought it'd be a good idea to reach out. But just that face-to-face interaction, when we all can get back to normal, it'll be nice to have that. And Marilise, what are some ways that our listeners can help? What can we do?
Yeah. You know, we really need people to advocate for what we know works. We need people to advocate for strategies that foster a positive school culture, right? We need people to advocate for building student social, emotional, and academic skills, right? So if any of you have any connections to your local school board, this is the time to pay attention to what schools are doing, right? Public, private schools, this is the time for us to lean into our education system in our communities, because I think we're seeing, right, the impact. 55 million students are impacted by these decisions. And so we need to think about what is working, what can we do to make sure that all students have an access to this web of positive developmental relationships that you're kind of referring to with your son, right?
Yeah.
It's not just a one way, you know, my best friend. It's a web of positive relationships that students need. And so we really need to advocate for that. I think the other thing is we need to tell our young people, 18 to 25 years old, that we know to apply for City Year. This is something that I think young people are really going to be attracted to, programs like ours, because after this time, I think people are kind of yearning to get involved. And I really see this as an opportunity for our young people to dedicate a year of service to our community and to serve in the schools that need it the most. We're thinking about, you know, the ways that our core members can use this to launch their careers into the next level and the ways that they can use it to really support their communities. You know, a couple other things would be to donate supplies to our core members. Our core members are living on really modest stipends, and a lot of them are living away from home. So about half of them are from outside of Milwaukee, and they're far away from their support systems. So anything that we can do to donate for them, we have created an Amazon list. So if anybody wants to purchase any items from there, we would love that. And also sharing any job opportunities with our core members that are getting ready to graduate in 6 weeks would be also a great way to help.
Now, this Amazon list, where can we find that? Because I want to make sure that we link that up on our website. Is that on your?
Yeah, I can definitely email that to you. That is on our website, cityyear.org/Milwaukee. But I will send that to you as well via email so you can post it on your website.
So if someone signs up to be a core member, it is just a year. That's how the job works.
Yeah, so you can sign up to be an AmeriCorps member for 1 or 2 years. You can renew the second year. 2 years is the max. What's so cool about being an AmeriCorps member is you get a stipend throughout those 10 months. It's kind of like Peace Corps, but local. Mm-hmm. So you get a stipend during those 10 months. And then when you graduate, you get about $6,000 in an education award. That's federal money that you can use for your future education or to pay down past loans. So it's a really great way to get rid of education debt as well.
Yes.
For our young people.
Yes. And to give back and to build your resume and to get those life skills and to network. There's so many opportunities here and to change your community, to help a child. I mean, that opportunity alone is priceless. This is such a great program. What type of people are you looking for to get involved?
Honestly, we are looking for, like I said, 18 to 25 year olds who want to serve. If you have a high school diploma and you have an interest in serving young people, we want you to get involved. We don't put a lot of barriers up for service, right? We really believe that national service is something that all young people need to get involved in. So it's something that we want to make available to them.
And now more than ever. I mean, we are learning right now with this pandemic just how small the world is and how connected we all are. That's one of the takeaways that I feel like any day I watch the news, I'm just reminded of. And are you all on social media? Can we follow along there?
Definitely. So like I said, our website is cityyear.org/Milwaukee. And we have Instagram, we have Twitter, and then we also have a LinkedIn.
That's perfect. And we'll make sure to link it all up on our websites. Again, we're talking with Marilise Hood, the executive director of City Year Milwaukee, helping shape the future of our world, working with kids in our local schools who right now, a lot of them are going through so many life changes, learning from home. And as Milwaukee Public Schools gets up and running, which is going to be an exciting time for City Year, but maybe a little bit of an intimidating time as well, because we've never faced something like this before. But it sounds like, Marilise, you're team is going to be ready to take on the challenge.
Yeah, we are ready. We have a lot of people at City Year Milwaukee who work with a real sense of purpose. And I think whenever you're working with a sense of purpose, you are motivated in times like this to work harder and better.
You sure are. Thank you for what you're doing with City Year Milwaukee. This is such a great organization, and I'm glad that I was put in contact with you from my friend Courtney, who's involved with City Year Milwaukee, because you're doing really important things in our community. So thanks so much for the time today, Marilise.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank Courtney. I love Courtney.
Yes, I know. She's such good people. Thank you so much, and good luck to everything you have coming up here too.
Thank you.
Again, that was Marilise Hood, the executive director of City Year Milwaukee. And if you want more information, you can find it on our websites at 991themix.com or at 1037kissfm.com or at 1057fmthefan.com. And if you know of an organization that should be featured on a future Public Affairs, just send us an email by clicking on the bottom of the page under contact. Thanks so much for listening.